Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So in this video, we're going to talk about benign prostatic hyperplasia, okay, where the prostate is enlarging, like what's behind this and what foods you need to consume to get this under control. The problem with this condition is that it's going to obstruct your urine flow and the urine is going to back up into the kidney and that's going to create a toxicity. It could even back up into the liver and because you're not able to get rid of the urine. So it concentrates and there's a lot of problems with that. Now, this condition is really affected by hormones. There's different types of hormones that have different effects. Certain hormones have an anabolic effect on your body. That means that those hormones have the ability to make things grow. All right, so now let's go down the list and talk about what hormones are involved. The first one is insulin. Insulin is an anabolic hormone. It makes things get bigger, and you want to make sure you don't have excessive amounts of insulin. So how would you do that? Healthy ketosis, and especially intermittent fasting. Very, very, very important. Number two, IGF-1. What is that? This hormone, insulin-like growth factor, is similar to insulin, but it's also very similar to growth hormone. Okay, so you have human growth hormone in the body that has all these different effects. That's definitely anabolic. But growth hormone then triggers the liver to make IGF, which is another type of growth hormone. But I don't want to get into too much detail in this video about these hormones. All I want you to know is that this hormone is another hormone that can make things grow in the body. And to keep this under control, you want to make sure you don't consume any dairy and make sure you don't consume excessive amounts of protein. So you don't want to do a high protein diet. You want to do a moderate protein diet without dairy if you have a prostate problem. Number three, testosterone. Now, testosterone can also convert to a more powerful form of testosterone, which is DHT. Now, the studies on this topic are mixed. Some studies show that testosterone and DHT protects against this condition. Other studies show that it can actually worsen the condition. So at this point, we really don't know exactly if this will increase or decrease it. But what we do know is this. Testosterone is converted to DHT through a hormone called 5-alpha reductase. And some of the most powerful inhibitors of this enzyme help improve an enlarged prostate. And that would be saw palmetto and stinging nettle root. So these are two powerful enzymes that can help lessen the amount of DHT produced. So one point about stinging nettle root, if you're going to do this as a remedy, make sure you do it in larger amounts, not in smaller amounts. All right, let's go to number four, estrogen. I really believe that estrogen is one of the more potent influences of an enlarged prostate in addition to insulin. So these two here have a huge influence on whether you have an enlarged prostate or not. And this hormone right here is a female hormone, but men have a certain amount of estrogen, but they're not supposed to have too much of it. Now, your testosterone can also convert to estrogen in your body through another enzyme, and this could be a problem right here. So the question is, how would you block this enzyme? Well, it just so happens there are inhibitors of this enzyme to lessen the amount of estrogen produced. And the best foods to give you these inhibitors would be the cruciferous vegetables. Now, there's another compound called DIM, which is a very powerful enzyme inhibitor. And DIM is a very concentrated cruciferous compound. So the phytonutrients in cruciferous vegetables, whether you're doing it in a concentrated form or the vegetables themselves, help to inhibit this enzyme and help to lessen the amount of estrogen produced. You also want to be careful of all the other things that can actually raise estrogen in the body. Soy protein isolates in the foods that you eat, or the oils that are GMO, like soy and corn and canola and cottonseed oil, all can actually increase estrogen in the body. And that could be why you have too much estrogen in the body. So you want to do organic foods, wild-caught, grass-fed, pasture-raised eggs, to make sure that we limit the amount of estrogen in the body. One additional point I want to talk about is sometimes when people do a keto, they don't do it healthily. For example, the foods on keto, despite lowering insulin because they're not high in carb, might contain things that increase estrogen. So just because you're on keto doesn't always mean you're reducing this hormone right here. So anyway, I just wanted to create this video to show you the effects that certain hormones can have on the prostate gland. Thanks for watching. So if you want more knowledge on how to create a healthy body, subscribe now and get daily notifications. Daily notifications, that sounds weird. Well, I'll just remind you on a daily basis. How about that?
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.